Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, first half, my recent oral surgery, also stoicism, and rich man, poor man. Lots of good stuff planned. First, betonline.ag, college football. Big matchups coming up this week. Also, NFL preseason last week before you start the regular season. So excited to start that regular season. There's only one place that has you covered, and it's the place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1 for your 50% welcome bonus. Lots of good games, lots of excitement. Can't wait for the opening season, but college ball going on as we speak. So get in on that. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code podcast1, or you can text bet now to 23 86 69 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, German superstar Flula Borg. With Gina Grad on news and Paul Bryant on sound effects, plus Dave Damashek's here for good sports. And now, Novocaine and nitrous still can't stop his gums from flapping. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No treasure gun demand that you get it on. Woo! Hey, buddy. Good day, Gina Grant.
Good day to you.
And Bald Brian.
M is for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was bone.
That's right.
He does a mean Mr. T.
Yeah. Pity the fool.
That was Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hear the Chris drop.
Yeah,
I
don't hear the Chris drop at some point.
Yeah.
All right, so Brian's got a story that will shock and amaze.
It's more just shockingly uncomfortable. I was witness to the most uncomfortable slash awkward exchange of my life.
I have to
from
hear this.
Starbucks.
I was at a Starbucks.
I had oral surgery about an hour and a half ago, so I'm a little numb.
What they give you? They knock you out, or what?
I got the full gas. My thing is, whatever you got, bring it. Like, what year is it?
Don't be a hero.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much better. I mean, all the oral surgery and all that stuff. Like, here's the deal. There's like a tactile sort of. There's a thing like when you race a race car. There's the racing part of it, the sensation of speed and everything, and then there's a feeling, like a sound, like it the sound like sort of envelops you and stuff. And so it's like, even if you had your eyes closed and you weren't experiencing the speed, you'd still feel all the vibration, all the everything. And when they're drilling into your jaw, you can be numb as you want to be. There's still
your jaw's reverberating.
They're putting a bit into your jaw, like it's not comfortable, yeah. even
you
though
need to witness that.
You don't physically feel it, but you go under. You go under, man.
You feel so, the impact. You know what I mean? Like it's impact. Yeah.
Just a little pressure, What's the numb situation right now? Because I can tell there might be a little bit on the bottom.
Are you bald, Brian, circa 2011?
Yeah. lower jaw. I mean, this is really literally an hour and a half ago. Like, I don't even know. Look, I'm not a hero. But
I know there's a butt coming.
No, most people when they have oral surgery just sort of take that day
week.
And go, I'll see you the following day. I not only have oral surgery, I just go on and do whatever it is I'm doing that day. I don't even move stuff around. So, you know, it's a little numb, it's got a little in it.
Did you get an IV?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's how they put you down.
We both got poked today.
Oh, you did?
All three of us.
I got the thing here. I pulled an Adam Carolla move today. Tell me if I did the right thing. Mm. I'm going for my every 2 month MRI. Right, go to this place that does the MRIs, and the techs there are MRI techs. They're not necessarily phlebotomists. Like they'll poke you, but that's not their number one job. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting the contrast right to light up the tumor and light up everything. And the dude sticks me once. He's like, "Oh, well, didn't quite get it." Sticks me again.
Nope,
didn't quite get it. Let's go for the hand. Sticks me, and it kind of my hand's a little smaller. Mm-hmm. Right? Sticks me in the hand. Didn't quite get it. Let me get the other tech. And at this point, I'm like, this is your last chance, guys. So he goes for this arm right here. Oh, didn't quite get it. At that point, I took my earplugs out. I said, "That's it. We're done. That's it. We're done. It's over."
You can do that?
Yeah, you're the customer.
I have to go to Quest now. My doctors haven't done it in years because I have no veins. I'm like a vampire, and they said I'm a tough stick.
Yes, right. I'm the same way. Yep. And so I said, they said, "Do you want to come back tomorrow or next week?"
I never want to come back.
I'll ask my doctor if he wants me to come back. I'm not coming back. Like, if he wants me to, I will. But this will have to be good enough.
I'm with you.
Because what they do is they take 20 minutes worth of images on the MRI, and then they inject the contrast, and they do another 20. So they already got the 20 minutes worth of pictures.
Right.
They don't have the high-def pictures, but I'll talk to my doctor on Wednesday. Like, "Listen, man, do I need to do this again?"
Right.
That was my Adam Carolla move of the day. I was like, "You know what? Forget it. Not happening today."
Tough stick, Gina?
Yeah.
Not in college. That's what I heard. I talked to a few fellas.
Or through most of my 30s.
From the drama class. All right. A lot to cover. First, this little ditty, Waze. Now, I love Waze, and it's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Waze has changed my life not because it has shaved minutes or hours or whatever getting places, is remove the anxiety of what time I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
So it's always the anxiety of, you have a show in Irvine, it's 8:00. What time do you leave your house? And you go, "Well, better play it safe and give yourself 2 hours." But who wants to get there 40 minutes early? You know, but
it just
I do the Waze
and
the Waze works. But you guys riddle me this. So yesterday, I'm out taking Phil for a walk. There's smoke in the air.
Yep.
There's smoke blowing around. It turns out there's a brush fire. I am supposed to go and do a show at the Melrose Improv. I was going to meet Good Matt. We just call him Short Matt now. So Good Short Matt over there. I said, "Well, I'm going to the other side of the hill. I don't have to be up on stage until about 9:45 at night. Why don't we meet at like 7:30, have a nice dinner, and then I'll go off and go do the show." I'm in La Cañada. I'm on the other side of the fire. The fire's going down through the Glendale Freeway, and then it goes on to the 2, and then it jumps the 2, and it jumps the 134.
As the crow flies directly in between.
And I'm staring at my phone the entire time, and I understand that there's a fire on the 2 and the 134, and there's a brush fire and blah, blah, blah. And this is a couple hours in, and Waze just keep saying, "Go on to the 210, get on to the 2, take the 2 to the 134, take the 134 to Coldwater, go over the hill into Beverly Hills." And I just keep looking at my thing going, "Well, yeah, but it's going to correct.
Right.
It's going to tell me the 2 is closed, the 134 is closed." 2 hours later, I'm still looking at it, and I go, "Well, I shall now just leave."
Yeah, do what it says.
I do what it says. And I start getting to the 2, and sure enough, the 2 is closed. So I'm just driving down the 210 heading for like Sun Valley. And it keeps telling me, like, turn around, turn around, turn around, get back onto the two, turn around. And it for another 8 miles, it's like, turn around. And I'm like, the two's been closed for 3 hours, and so is the 134. Waze does that thing where it says, oh, there's debris in the road, or there's a cop spotted.
People have reported it's closed. Ahead.
Fire and deer on fire.
Yeah, there's things like it's to the minute. How come Waze doesn't, in this case, know? Does anyone have an explanation for that one?
I do not have an explanation, but my cousin drove in from Phoenix yesterday and said, I can't get anywhere. I'm stuck exactly where you are. And I was like, I'm on Waze. You're on, you know, shitty whatever you're on. I'm on Waze. It's telling you, get on the two. So we had the same conversation. He goes, I can't. And it took him another 90 minutes to get to my house in the valley.
Yeah, now, I'm not, you know, I feel the same way about Waze as I do about airplane traffic. Like, every once in a while, when the Southwest flight is backed up 90 minutes, I don't pitch a fit because you're getting to Phoenix in an hour and 10 minutes and it costs you $80. Like, stop your bitching.
But this is so confounding.
I love Waze, but why had two freeways completely closed for hours the whole night? And they never said to do anything else.
Well, and it's weird because it's all user-generated.
That's right. Okay, so my only theory, maybe, if anyone can see Adam's phone, is this app updated? Because it is user-generated, and if you're not getting the latest updates, maybe it's not registering
maybe
some of the...
Maybe mine isn't either. Mine was all red, but there were cars on it.
I got a stoicism thing I want to get into. I got Brian's story. I got some rich man, poor man. Ooh. People have been... Do we have any music for that?
We have an intro.
We have an intro.
It explains everything.
We want to do it now?
I want to do it. People have been tweeting me, and I've been enjoying them.
Rich man. Poor man.
Let's see. Okay. I don't know why some of these are weird. Being close friends with Theo Von.
That's oddly specific.
Either in the A-list comedy world or from back home?
Yeah, the stick somewhere in Louisiana. Middle-aged men ride their bicycles past your house. If you live in a nice neighborhood, you will see guys versus street whoever ride by your cardboard shack.
It's a thinker.
Yeah, it's a thinker, but it kind of works. Okay. Working on a project with Adam Carolla.
Hey, that's a good... How dare you?
Not worrying about how much is in your account when you sign the check.
That's good.
They're going to bounce. You're going to make for the hills. Yeah, right. Just all the money in the world.
Not having a television in your living room.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's like your salon.
I was going to say, rich man, it's the TV's in the other
room. Rich men have real
TV room.
Where you have to rake the carpet when you get your footprints on there.
Yeah, the living room's not for living, ironically.
Has been represented by Mark Garagus.
That's good.
At the horse track 2 hours before post time. I guess you own the horse or you're setting up like the hot dog concession or something.
Yeah. Damn.
This is a little esoteric, but it's kind of good. People have negative things to say about you after your death. Like, you could be the Koch brothers, or you could be the guy strung out on coke, who's like the junkie dad who like was abusive to the kid.
Yeah,
you know?
For the most part, the middle class just they die and say nice things.
He volunteered a lot. He was a good dad. We missed him. Like, they rich and poor pull people hard when they fucking die. All right, so that's the latest.
Send them on in.
Yeah, great.
Brian, your story at the Starbucks.
Okay.
I want to be devastated.
Oh, man, I haven't built this up too much. Okay, so you guys are familiar with how a normal Starbucks is set up at the checkout area. Like, it's kind of a small-ish window, maybe like 4.5 feet across. Not a window, but a space, right, for the two.
Yeah, usually there's probably not even that big for the one.
One or two registers, right? And you up there, you make your order, blah, blah, blah. So Christy and I and Tessa are going for a afternoon coffee at a Starbucks in West LA. Get up to the counter, put our order in, and there is a barista with the name, I'll just give this person the name Greta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a customer, while we're up there paying, a customer who's, okay, so I can clearly tell from this guy's attitude and the way he's talking to Greta, that he's been there for a while. They probably had a conversation. He's probably following up on a conversation. He's kind of nerdy. He's got a little bit of David Wilde meets Matt Fondelier. He's genuine. He's
painting a picture.
He's a genuine, like nice, nerdy guy.
Is Greta, because we're not using her real name?
She has a similarly specific name that if the story, someone heard it, they could very easily relay this.
But you wouldn't call her Sally.
No. Greta will work for this purposes.
All right.
And he comes up, like, next to us, like, comes back through the window. He's been there for a while, clearly. And he says, he's continuing a conversation with Greta. He says, oh, by the way, you're the first male Greta I've ever met. The first male Greta ever. And her response, well, I'm a girl. I wanted to die. I wanted to die. And the worst part is, so Christy is to my left, between me and this person who I am 4 feet away from. She's between me and this conversation. She didn't know. I was like, Christy, how awkward was that? Later when we get back to the car, she's like, well, how awkward is what? I'm like, how could you? I wanted to self-immolate like one of those monks in Vietnam. I was like, I don't want to be here.
Fire.
I don't want to be here.
Was it a transitioning situation or he just couldn't spot a lady?
She wasn't. In his defense, she wasn't super feminine. But that is...
So what?
But she was a tweener. That is not a limb you want to go out on. Like, that could have gone either way. You know what I mean?
I don't... Well, a couple things. First off, satisfied, because I think I was yelling at you guys or Drew, but I can't remember whom. But I said, now that there's no more video stores, where the weirdo's going to go to work?
Right.
Because when you're a weirdo and you needed a job and you're basically unemployable, like, you couldn't work... At the post office,
no, they
wouldn't have you because you had aggressive piercings and weird tattoos and everything else. The video store is where you landed when you needed a job, but you were a weirdo. I said, what is the new video store? I think it's coffee.
I
think that's it, right?
The old bit was like, you know, the old joke was you would tell, or someone would tell a woman with a little bit of a gut, like, oh, when are you due? It's like, I'm not pregnant. And that was the sort of uncomfortable. This is that version for today. Like, you see someone who is, I don't know, a little bit ambiguous in some respect, and you go hard.
Up to her yelling, you are a boy.
And this person had a female name, basically Greta. Greta is very close to this name. Like, a name that you would not go the other way.
Oh, poor Greta.
Wow, so it was a little coin tossy, but the name was feminine.
The name was extremely feminine.
So,
I mean, I've never heard of it. Hence why he said.
Neither has the guy.
He says, hey, you're the first.
Oh, are we not using her to protect her?
Yeah, what if this got back to her? What if someone at the Starbucks, blah, blah, blah. Greta will
work. Well, I feel like
you could have just told us it was Greta and we would have believed
in
you.
In the movie Miracle at the end when they were explaining that the coach... Never did see the movie. He died in a car crash, but he was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like Greta was there.
She was.
I feel like she already experienced it.
Omnipresent.
So there's going to be a lot of this, right?
I have to imagine. I mean, this guy was a bit of an outlier, the guy who said the thing, because
but
I can't
there's a lot of
people
that are in a nether region now where the name and the look, and there's going to be a lot of confusion.
But the rest of us don't go out of our way to comment on it.
Yeah.
No, there's ways around it. I don't do the pregnancy thing. I don't do the sexual orientation thing or the gender specific thing. But
you're ahead of the curve by never asking follow up questions.
Yep. Huh? Who said that? Uncomfortable. Now, where are you guys at? If somebody did that to me, I wouldn't correct them.
You're the first female Adam I've ever met.
Thank you. I mean, fresh. And I fanned myself. My fan,
you
I smacked you with it.
You mash her.
I would assess where we're at. In general, I would not correct. If I thought it was going to be a situation where they were coming in every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it needed to kind of do it. Now, if you think about it, I would argue there's a catch-22 here, which is... I'm not in the correction mode when it comes to my name or my gender or anything. If you called me Alan and I didn't think we were going to, if you called me Alan, I might let you go at a party for the whole night.
Right.
But if I thought we were having to work together or something, some point I would coach you up. But here's an interesting thing. The group sometimes, oftentimes, the group that is transitioning or involved with the group where you could mistake them for one or another is angry and into correction in the first place. That attracts that group. Yeah. I have learned from Loveline. So you're never going to get a pass from that group. Ironically, if a guy like Dennis Prager was transitioning and you screwed it up, he'd just let it go because he'd probably look at it as a waste of his time to stop and tell you. And like, I would too, but I'm not angry about it.
Right. Gotcha.
So you are always going to get a correction from the person that is transitioning because they're angry in the first place.
Now, I'm going to say that I'm 75% sure this was more of an ambiguous situation rather than transitioning. That's 75%
right.
sure.
Well, no, same thing, though. Same, the ambiguous and the transitioning.
Okay. Well, other complicating factor is that this was Sunday afternoon. This was not a super busy time at Starbucks, and there were two or three of Greta's coworkers milling like right there. I don't think that Greta could let, you know what I mean? Like it was within earshot of, I was 5 feet away and I, the whole thing.
Oh,
it was brutal.
Yeah.
But she seemed, the way you reenacted it, she wasn't astounded.
She didn't make a big deal. I was like, well, I'm a girl.
How did he work with that?
He, well, as you'd imagine, a Matt Fondalier, David Wilde would. They just follow up like, oh, interesting. Just, at this point, I'm shuffling away.
Matt's going to smack you in your face.
I mean to say they're a genuine person. They didn't mean any malice by it. It's just awkward.
Right.
All right. We have our, my Waze was not updated.
Oh.
Well, it was last updated in May. But doesn't that seem...
That
like
seems
enough?
Pretty recent.
No, they come out every month or two.
Yeah, I mean, the last one was the 20th, so just less than a week ago.
How do you know?
But do you have to update it every week, every day? Like,
well,
you
can set it for auto updates. Yours is not set for that.
Oh, yeah.
Why you need everything on
that?
Auto, yeah.
Yeah. Put mine on auto.
You should auto it, yeah.
Well, but so what I'm unclear of is once I go past the freeways that are on fire with no update, later on, it's saying an object's in the road, there's a cop ahead.
I still think...
So why would that be different?
I don't think it would be different. I'm just saying, Brian asked if your thing was updated. It's not.
I wonder, and a techie guy can answer... Guy or girl can answer this for us.
Greta will tell us.
If updates like those, you know, like you said, they still kind of come through, only come through from other users who haven't updated. You know what I mean? Like you're drawing updates from a smaller pool of people who have not updated.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like 2 months ago is updated, but that's not updated.
That's cute.
I think it's,
they do this like every week now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm with you, Adam. I think it was because it's user generated. So if people report there's things happening, it should still populate on your.
Yeah. Either way. Well, put me on auto update, please. I have my stoicism thing to. Get into.
You're really into the philosophers right now.
I'm into the philosophers. Yeah, well, they've made their way into my life.
Yeah.
I'm as I look around and I see where we're heading and how it's working out and where society's going, I'm realizing that I don't think we can yoga, meditate, or even like tough mutter our way out of this one. Like, I think we're going to have to start bringing back, you know, so what we do is we kind of go like, well, we have a problem with, you know, fill in the blank at the schools, you know, so we got to put in metal detectors and put in metal detectors. And they go, well, we need security guards, but the security guards are out to lunch when the bullets start flying. And, you know, everyone is being sued by everyone now. Like, you just get sued. Like, if you have a business, they just sue you. Someone's going to come into your business and sue you. And everyone's like getting sued, and there's, like, metal detectors, and we're trying to figure out a way to, like, legislate our way around all this stuff. Like, well, what if we had guns, but they held less than 10 bullets and stuff? But at a certain point, we have to get back to stoicism. Like, men are going to start fucking acting like men. Yeah. Like, frivolous lawsuits are not... They're not going to be. We're not going to legislate away frivolous lawsuits, and you're not going to be able to attorney up to the point where you can't get sued. I mean, there's all like, well, you got to get insurance so you don't get sued. But like at a certain point, can we kind of correct everything if guys just sort of got their fucking shit together?
That's some goddamn pride.
Yeah, like, hey, you have a kid. We can make a whole bunch of laws about how you have to parent and about how you owe child support. Now, or you could just have some fucking dignity and stoicism and decency and raise your kid. Like, I do think the more of these sort of laws we put in place, the less people govern themselves and the less they worry about doing what's right. We're now in a mode where we're trying to get around the government or find a lawyer or see if we can get some money out of somebody or do some whatever. That's kind of everyone's in the
loopholes.
Yeah, you're in the IRS mode. Like, right. What can we claim? How many dependents can we claim? Can we claim my wife's car as a work vehicle? You know, we're just in that mode. Mm-hmm. We're not in the sort of self reliance,
accountability,
kind of dignity, accountability. Like, you don't sue people not because you're going to get into trouble. You don't sue people because you don't do that, because you have dignity.
Right.
Stoicism. We've lost our way. Like, we're not. Again, I know I was bringing it up. It's just dogs on the plane. It's like, fuck it. Well, I'm bringing as many dogs as I can bring. It's free. I'll get a fake note. Like, I'll do everything's just a fake note from a fake doctor, and I'm gonna do whatever I can do. And I don't think we're ever really going to be able to police that. Can we, like, oh, I have a fake handicap placard and I put it on my dash and I go into the Costco and I go in there and I'm buying disco shoes.
In bulk.
But, I mean, I'm going to park up front because I got a friend and he's an orthopedic surgeon and he got me a placard and I put it up front. And then if you say something to me when I'm...
Oh, you can't.
You can't. Yeah. If I'm skipping into the opening of the Costco, right. You're not allowed to ask me about my thing. It's like, yes, I'm going to game the system, everybody. But... You can't game yourself.
Right.
You would have dignity. Like, you need to start going, yes, I have a friend, and yes, he has these plaques, and yes, he could get me one, and yes, I could park in the front, but I'm not. I'm not going to do it.
Because when you game the system, you game yourself.
That's right.
There you go.
That is exactly what it... Play your music. No, you...
It's not bad.
Ultimately, you do. That's what you do.
What you kind just of person
keep,
you want to be?
You just keep doing it.
At your own expense.
Well, eventually you turn into that person, and then our society goes, you'd be an asshole not to bring your dog. You want to travel your dog? What are you fucking paying? Yeah. Don't pay.
Everyone's
pay
doing it these days.
Get the note. Yeah, everyone is doing. Everyone. Okay. So everyone is doing or engaging in this super morally weak behavior. So you're going to go, me too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? When did that become attractive?
That's the excuse. I wouldn't have, but look at everybody else. Right. They're getting ahead.
Yeah, speaking of the rich man, poor man eulogy, like that's what we do. Like Gene was a heck of a guy. Whenever there was an opening, after a whole bunch of people passed through it, he would do it too. So he could travel with his dog. One time, when he was on his way to getting his handicap placard, he got the same doctor to write him a note so he could take his dog on a plane. You want to talk about innovation?
Yeah, he was always down.
Gene never stopped innovating. Gene used to do a move where he had a 17-year-old son, but he had progeria, and he would bring him into the movie theaters, and he would tell him he was 9, and he'd get a ticket. He'd save $4.
Yeah. He made so much money off that kid.
On his ticket? Oh, man.
The kid paid for himself.
Oh, man. That kid was getting free lunches from LA Unified in his 30s. They would bring the lunch to his house. Boy, could Gene, boy, could he skirt that system, boy.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be missed. Not by the taxpayers and not by anyone else who flies commercially, but he will be, or anyone who travels or goes to a Costco and is looking for a parking spot. Right. None of those people shall miss him.
By scammers the world over.
The swaths of everyone else.
Yeah. And none of the businesses he sued will miss him, but.
Grifters far and wide.
Yes, they will miss him. All right, so I'll play you this stoicism thing that I thought was interesting. First, I'll tell you about MedMen. Discover the benefits of cannabis yet. It's never been a better time. MedMen Premium Dispensaries invites you to live your best life. All you have to do is find a store near you. Every MedMen location features an extensive product selection, meeting the highest quality and safety standards as well. Unsure how cannabis can benefit you? MedMen's friendly, knowledgeable staff are there to guide you all along your cannabis journey. MedMen's Premium Dispensaries welcomes anybody who's 21 years of age or older with a valid ID. And you can just hop online, visit MedMen.com, find a store near you. That is MedMen.com. AdamandEve.com to find a store near you. Very nice places, right, Dawson?
Don't forget to use code Adam Carolla at checkout to get 10% off your purchase when you spend $30 or more. Cannot be combined with any other discount offers. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
All right, let's see. So Ryan Holiday, who does a lot of motivational speaking to the NFL team owners, and I think he spoke to the Rams, he spoke to maybe the Chargers, speaks to a lot of folks. He's a young guy. The good news, I was sort of kidding about with all these goddamn safe spaces and all these pussies and all these fucking dudes acting like chicks and all this soft bullshit, is it is spawning a renaissance of renaissance men. Like, it's spawning dudes that are getting into stoicism and guys that are like, they're into mixed martial arts and poetry, you know, like they are
swimming against the tide, but there's
a whole new sort of group. A whole new group of, like, sort of, you know, the pendulum is swinging back toward these dudes. And there's dudes like young Ryan Holiday. And he was on me and Drew's show. And first, I'll just give you a short definition of stoicism, but then something I thought was very fascinating on the next clip. Here we go.
So stoicism is an ancient philosophy. It comes from Rome. We think, we think Epicurean means a hedonist. We think Stoic means has no emotions. Both total misreadings. Sort of four virtues of stoicism are wisdom, justice, temperance, courage. That's the whole thing. It's basically the idea that we don't control the world around us, but we control how we respond, and that's what we should focus on.
All right.
Jesus, if Ray had gone to college, that voice.
I was telling you about temperance, right, last time?
No, I don't think
that was not specifically.
Oh, temperance was interesting, I thought.
Like moderation?
Yes. People think of it in terms of booze, but it's just moderation. And so he was saying, oh, Adam, you're a Stoic. And I said, I don't know, but what's temperance have to do with anything? And he's like, moderation. And that's part of Stoic. I thought of Stoic as he's heroic. He's
right.
Brave.
He sucks it up. Brave in the face of pain or suffering.
Yeah. Temperance. And I was like, oh, that's so weird because my entire life, but like adult life, I've been saying to everybody, like, I would say, I like having a drink. So I don't want to drink too much because I don't want to ever have to go no mas. I gotta cut myself off. You know, I want to have a beer on the weekend or whatever, but I don't have a beer during the day.
A good 2-beer buzz at all times.
Yes, but not
nothing
three.
More. Nothing crazy.
But I've always found myself. You brought up Ray. I would say, like, Ray would go, "I'm going to quit smoking," and I would go, "How many? What is it? 20? What do you smoke?" You'd go, like, a pack a day. And then I'd go, okay, well, I want you to smoke 15 cigarettes tomorrow. There's 20 cigarettes in a pack. Just smoke 15 tomorrow. And he'd go, no, I'm going to wait till the end of the year. I'm going to quit cold turkey or whatever. And I'd go, yeah, but I don't get it. You smoke 20. Yeah. Let's do 15 tomorrow. That's doable. Just give yourself an extra 5 minutes in between butts and you'll do 15. And then you'll be 15.
You're weaning.
And when you get to the end of the week, you'll be down a pack and a half or whatever it is. And he's like, and I would say that to everybody all the time. Like, I would just go, like, hey, you don't have to quit everything all the time. Just bring it back a little bit. Get it under control. And I was preaching temperance, but I didn't even know it. I was just, that was my way. I was just kind of telling everyone, just take it easy. But I didn't know that was part of that thing.
Right. And just to your point, Vinny always says, because everybody always asks him in January, what's the best way to lose all the weight quick? It's January. I'm, getting my gym membership. And he always says, start slow and slow down.
Yeah.
So you don't burn out by March.
Really hit it in March. Exactly.
And then, exactly.
So the other one, which I thought was very interesting, was when he was kind of talking about the middle. And I think it was an Aristotle thing, but go ahead.
So Aristotle's argument is that all virtues are a midpoint between two vices, right? So courage is halfway between, foolhardiness and cowardice. And so the Stoics are just saying, look, most virtues are halfway between, the balance in all things is key.
So that's interesting. Which is the middle. You always think bravery or whatever, but foolhardiness is I'm going to tie a sheet, make a parachute out of a sheet, and jump off this building. And then there's people who go through life scared. They're not going up the ladder to even go to the top of the building. The balance. It's a weird thing that I've always talked about, balance. You always have to just do some stuff, scare yourself mm-hmm. a little. Don't, you know, if it involves a bear, don't do it. But if it involves a scare, do it.
That's wasting my time?
Yeah, that little wuss. Either way, it is. It's in the middle yeah. somewhere. Because yeah. anyone can go full jackass. They have the Darwin Awards every year yep. for that.
People just doing dumb things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unnecessary risks.
Right. And then they're... It's a scarier life to me that people don't want to do right, anything or scared yeah, all yeah, the yeah. time. It's sort of living somewhere in that middle. Oh, hey, Max Spada. Pete Brock, the great Pete Brock, car designer, mm-hmm. He sent me an email like yesterday about a guy called like a Unabomber type guy. It was a
okay.
Yeah,
don't open this at home.
No, it was pretty awesome. It was a fat guy. You'll find that video.
Check it out.
It's pretty damn funny. I'll show it to you guys. I just popped in my head. But anyway, the stoicism, the sort of living in the middle, and the not taking extreme and wild. You know. Did the flip on the motorcycle from
Pastrana?
Yeah, Travis Pastrana. Yeah, don't do that. But don't be a puss.
No,
I mean, too many don't people are too worried yoga. About themselves.
You know, there's a good example of that. We spend a lot of time driving on these freeways. Driving, like the most dangerous driver on the road is the timid driver. You know what I mean? The driver who's like, "Oh, should I change lanes? Okay, I'll change." Like that person.
Right.
But then don't be the jerk
who's
driving like a maniac. Like be that person who's drive aggressively, but know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like make an assertive move.
Is Flula in yet, Max Vanna?
No, not yet.
All right. This guy seemed kind of white trashy, kind of heavy set guy.
Mm. Wow. That's a look.
He was in my Starbucks.
He's taped a suicide vest to himself. Well, all this, it's funny. You don't have to worry about it, but I'll just play it out. He's standing in the snow.
I'm Zacharias Holmes, and this is the suicide vest.
He's shirtless.
Big man.
Rat.
Yeah.
Let's skin.
This should be fun.
Yeah, he has no shirt on.
Wait, what?
Does he have an Illuminati tattoo?
Kind of like a bandolier belt of firecrackers. His buddy's lighting it for him.
Oh my God, he's only got one.
Oh my God!
Oh, that's gonna hurt a lot. Oh, he's got burn marks. Oh.
It's funny because he jumped in the snow.
Yeah, snow's where you want to be.
Because he got covered with steam.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's singed.
He got barbecued.
Oh, that's brutal.
He's stoic, this guy. He's a fat guy.
This is the middle.
All right.
Oh, he's burned very badly. He's still smoking.
All right. You can put it up on AdamCarolla.com.
So that's what we all strive to be?
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. Our model?
Stoicism, everybody.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Why don't we take a quick break? We will come back. I'll play some comedy. We'll talk to Flula if he gets here right after this.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Is it really on the air? I mean, I know there's a chance the message could be played, but on the air? I mean, is that applicable? Maybe we should get the chick with the neutral voice to change the message. Not the reason why I called. Oh, shit. Now I don't remember the reason why I called. All right, fuck. I'll call you back later. It'll come to me. 3 a.m.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
All right. We have a two-minute clip from Unprepared. This is in Monterey, California. It is weird when...
Did you wear a fire suit on stage? Because that would have been a badass move right there.
I was sweating. Had a chance to get back to Airbnb, take a shower, take a, like a 20-minute nap. I don't know if you guys are with me, but 20 minutes, man. 20, 25, all the difference in the world.
Just change your day.
Quiet, close your eyes, get that. It's like... I don't need enough charge on the battery to make it a whole day. I just need a quick charge to make it that night. So I left the track, went back. Sonny went out with Mr. August to talk football, to go eat. I took a little nap, and then it was actually nice. Sonny and I just walked to the theater. The theater was right in the middle of Monterey. It's right in the little town right there. Our Airbnb is sort of up the hill about 5 blocks away, and we just walked there. Just walked right in the back of the theater. I think
it's Norman Rockwell.
Yeah. It was, I think they say, the oldest theater in California.
Wow.
The Golden State Theater. I think it was like, I don't know, 1919 or something like that.
Did it have that old haunted charm?
It had that thing where like everything's really low because everyone was 5, 6 and a half and they didn't have a whole bunch of codes. And we're just... down.
Ducking in a game room.
Yeah, and we're just down there. And then went out there with Adam Ray. And like I said, Adam had brought his stepdad with him and all that good stuff.
The funny part about those green rooms that we do theaters once in a while, like actual theaters, they're all the green rooms are all huge, and they're all made for people like putting on makeup and doing costume changes and stuff. There's lights everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're monstrous and cavernous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was that. It was the old style. All right, so Adam Ray's up there, and we're doing Unprepared, and he pulls this ping pong ball.
Top hat.
Top hat.
Love a good top hat.
I miss a top hat. I miss a top hat. I miss a day when your hat did your talking for you. You know what I mean? Like, when you were in a hurry, you'd lean it forward and walk like this, you know, like Johnny Walker, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, back... Maybe, like, you could really express yourself with just a hat. Like, if you were pissed off, you'd throw your hat on the ground. Yeah. Consarn it! Or if you had to apologize to the boss man, you'd, like, hold your hat with two hands. Like, there's a lot of... If you're getting ready to make love, you'd tilt it back like Burt Reynolds and Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Burt's like, I only take this hat off for one thing, and the tube comes with it. So let's get going, Sally Fields. But I just mean... The top hat, I miss the top hat. I miss hiding things under the top hat. I miss having them fold down. I miss having them pop out before you walk. I miss the simple, like having a top hat is good. Like I can insult someone now with my Jufro by saying, I said good day. But it doesn't land like if I was wearing a top hat.
Yeah. You're missing something.
I like now we're living in a time when the president is tweeting and making fun of everybody. And like, if you cut someone off on the freeway, they'll go, hey, fucking ass douche fucker. Just go fuck yourself, ass douche head. And everyone's just swearing at each other and fucking cussing all over the place like I just did. Remember when the greatest insult you could pay to another human being was to say, I said good day.
That was the end.
I'm now yelling at you to have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to take my top hat and I'm going to put it down about 28 degrees and I'm walking out.
That was a verbal Yahtzee.
Yes. I said good day.
God, that's what he meant, business.
I'd love to find the... founding fathers and sit them down, and first thing I do is I explain Twitter to them, and then I'd show them a bunch of Trump's tweets, and I'd go,
"He's in charge."
They go, "Where's this man institutionalized?" Oh,
in the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania.
Remember that place they hadn't finished before he died?
That's right.
Yep, he's there. This is him. I love that. Yeah. That would be awesome. Crank Yankers lineup announced. When's Crank Yankers coming out?
Soon, right? I've seen promos for it.
Yeah, September.
Oh,
really?
Where have you
seen promos for it?
Like I've seen bus ads, and I think I've seen like little like you know they do like the bump in and outs are 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like little like teasers.
The adlets.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not like full promos. I guess they're
teasers. So
yeah, it's September 25th, 10:30 p.m. Comedy Central.
Mm.
And you want to hear the
who's in it? Who's doing it?
All right, Jimmy's in, of course. Sarah Silverman, Tracy Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Tiffany Haddish, Will Forte, Chelsea Peretti, Nick Kroll, Jimmy O Yang, Lil Rel Howery, Aubrey Plaza, Abby Jacobson, Dimitri Martin, Bobby Moynihan, Kevin Nealon, Adam, Nikki Glaser, Paul Scheer, Arturo Castro, David Alan Greer, Natasha Leggero, Adam Pally, Tom Lennon, Tony Barbieri, Derek Waters, Jeff Ross, and Eliza Schlesinger.
Damn. Wow. Strong.
Yeah.
It's a good group.
Got to get Joe Coy in there.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah, he could be great. Although, I'm trying to think if you're allowed to. Well, if you're Asian, you can do Asian voices, right? I missed Dag at the recording session this time around.
Scheduling conflict.
Specifically asked for Dave.
Where did you record? I can't remember if you had to go back to Vegas for this.
No, we were able. You could just patch the, you know, the.
Oh, welcome to 2019.
Yes, you can do them if it routes through somewhere that you can do them in. Which was
now with Google Voice and everything, the rules are off, right?
It's interesting. So when we used to do Crank Yankers 15 years ago plus, we'd go to Vegas and everybody would sit around and write jokes on a dry erase board, mm-hmm. like just. I don't know. You talking to someone from some salon or something, and they'd go, ask her about hair extensions or something.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
And in the room, it was funny. It was a little medium-sized recording room, but didn't have windows or anything. You'd start to get a little high from the markers. You know, it's like squeak, 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 hold it up, you know, erase, squeak, 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 hold it up, erase. And you think about that. We're talking about 2000 and something, but it's still like 2002 or 3 or whenever we're doing it. Now, they have a big panel TV, and it has, like, the location of where you're calling and everything. Because, like, in the past, you'd be calling some random, I don't know where, in West Virginia, and they'd go, where are you located? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, I'm in Tuxtonville, or I haven't heard of that. How long can you get down? How long does it take for you to get down here? And you're like, now you can kind of see like the Google Earthy thing.
Like
where
Minority
you can
Report.
Like, pick 3 or 4 streets and go, I'm over on Houston Street, or you go, I'm over in whatever county. Pick something that's like 5 blocks away.
That's producing.
Yeah, because you couldn't. And now, the writers, there's a handful of guys, they can just put junk up on the big tote board, too. Yeah. They can just type stuff on, and you look up see it. I don't work well that way, but...
what?
Dag was just on Kimmel. Kimmel told him on the air that you've been on...
So they celebrated his 30th appearance, and he thought he's been on the most, and Kimmel had to break it to him that there's somebody else that's been on more than he has.
Because this means I'm the most visited guest of the show, and I've done the most appearances? That's amazing! I knew it! I wanted to be first or something.
Well,
I'm going to make a wish, and I'm going to blow it out. And my wish is that I come on 57 more times.
Well, that's my wish, too. I'm going to go with you on that. And try not to light the beard on fire.
Okay. I didn't smell something stinky.
You know, you were actually not... No, actually, Adam Carolla has been on the show the most times. He's been on 53 times.
What?
But 30 times is a lot of times.
Well, you know what?
That's it?
Do you have more to say?
Yeah, it's just more of the same after that. They kind of just joke around about that, him getting it wrong.
All right. He didn't call me a white supremacist or anything?
No, no, not, not on this show.
No, make the air.
Wait for Stern. All right. So Flula Borg, German comedian, but comedic actor, DJ, and everything else. He's been in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Silicon Valley. What was he in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I don't remember. I just remember from Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect 2, Workaholics, and all that kind of stuff.
Conan.
Anyway,
yeah.
Conan will bring him in a second. Let me hit Castrol Edge, and then we'll take a break. We'll bring in Flula. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal apart from rubbing and robbing. Three times,
fool.
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown than the leading full synthetics. Ooh, we got a Germany or Florida to play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Edge, formulated in ways to exceed the toughest industry standards. It is Castrol Edge. All right, so we will take a break. Flula's not here yet.
Not here, but yeah, we'll come back
work
and
do
some news.
We'll do Germany or Florida and news, and we'll see if Flula comes in right after this.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.